Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Stefan Berenger, CEO at Myriad Advertising. Stefan, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Good to see you again, Christine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Stefan, today we were talking about your half year results out today. Let's perhaps kick it off with the financial results. We did see revenue increase by 27%. Talk us through what's driving that growth.
Yeah, so I know it's very obvious that the growth is actually coming from the States, and that's something we're extremely happy about, because as you might remember or not, we really started engaging in the United States since, let's just say, 18 months. We're coming from almost zero, I should say, both from a supply side standpoint as from, you know, advertiser and agency standpoint. And so now we're seeing really this growth coming very steeply, and the numbers are quite staggering in terms of adverts deal sizes over 300% plus, you know, peak deals, same thing, 330 or something like that. And so keeping in mind that the growth is also has been a slightly delayed, we've seen, you know, the pandemic clearly having an impact on us, because as you know, advertisers have gone into, you know, sort of spending patterns that were more the traditional ones. So when you come in as sort of a key innovator, sort of the leading thing of the future, you're not necessarily, you know, top of the list. But this is changing now. Nevertheless, coming back to your original question, it's driven by the States. And that is something that is really remarkable and very positive.
So what specifically are you doing to increase growth in the U.S.?
So it's kind of, let me explain it this way from a strategic standpoint, right? We are really doing two things here. One is driving adoption. And if you will, it's really sort of this upward spiral of creating demand. So engaging with advertisers and the agencies, who then basically help us unlock, if you will, the supply side, right? That's the content owners. And think of it just, you know, you sit at the table and you say, I have supply. Oh, great, fantastic. And then the other side says, I have demand. And so you get into business. And that is obviously, as you build a new market, right? That's really where we're talking about rolling up the sleeves, going into the trenches and doing the job, right? And we have, to that point, we've hired, you know, more people in terms of Salesforce, in our office in the States. We've engaged, you know, with some external partners to help us, and that is showing its first effect. And now we are literally doubling down yet again, in the summer and in fall, just to bolster even further, because the opportunity is there. We're seeing the appetite in the market. We're sitting at the table with really sort of the who is who of major advertisers. And so now is the right time to really put, you know, the money and the investment behind it to drive the sales. But it's literally, it's that. So we have more supply, we're more attractive for the demand side. And with more demand, we're more attractive for the supply side. And that's people at the moment really driving that.
That definitely makes sense. You mentioned partners. We did see the group sign up a bunch of different partners, particularly this week, a group called Influential. So yes. Talk us through some of those partnerships that you've signed.
Yeah. So in a way, you know, our business is agnostic in terms of the content we can leverage to create inventory that then gets sold to advertisers, and the advertisers use it to engage with the consumers. And we've always said, you know, we start with television, we broadcast, we go into VOD, we'll go into sports, into music, right? We're starting to do music videos. And the other piece that we wanted to tackle is influencer marketing. As you know, influencer marketing is one of the key sort of areas, right? That you need to have in your arsenal as a marketeer to engage with young audiences, especially. So signing with Influential, who are the number one in the market, and they're very similar to us in terms of their very AI-centric approach in terms of matching influencers with the brands, et cetera, et cetera. So now we're linking the two platforms together to basically do the business together. So this is an extension from where we're coming from, a very natural extension. It actually, we've been working on that since 1 year, literally to open that new era for inventory creation. So we're extremely happy now that we have this partnership in place. And so there's a lot of good stuff that will be coming out of that.
And we talk a lot about the US. Do you still have a focus on China?
Yeah. China, definitely. And it's very interesting what is happening in China. As you know, we work with Tencent Video, who are you could say the equivalent of Netflix. And basically what we're doing, we've signed our second contractual terms. So we're entering in the third and fourth year now. And basically what we've done is to move the model also. And that's very interesting because it's a world's first. And we're launching on the 28th of September now, the what we call the audience-based buying model. In other words, if you're a buyer, right, you're a brand, and now you can go into the system or to Tencent and literally buy impressions across any audience, and you can define some more targeting parameters like geo, day parts, etc. And then literally your campaign will be spread across a multitude of content properties, okay, contextually targeted, of course, and we will deliver 200 million impressions or whatever the client has bought, and then you know it will revert to the original content, if that makes sense. And so we're launching that at the end of the month, and that's a very, very exciting thing because in a way it's the blueprint also for how things will evolve in the rest of the world. So in this case, we're definitely ahead in China with the model that is to come in the rest of the world.
So globally, where do you see the market opportunity heading?
Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, everybody reads about the cookies going away, and it is going away. Everybody reads about, you know, ad fatigue. Everybody reads about, you know, streaming. And basically, so what does that mean? And now you consider, you know, there's a market of $600-700 billion US dollars a year being spent in advertising, and you break it down. That's how we look at our TAM, right? Which is 145 billion a year across the US, China, the top three markets in Europe. And that's the money being spent in television and video advertising. And what we see, and otherwise you wouldn't explain why we are, you know, so engaged with many, many top brands now, is that the brands are trying to, or the advertisers trying to find a new solution to really reach people, right? Either because they don't reach them anymore, because people are just, you know, they watch streaming, there's no advertising, or they look away, they block the ads, etc. So overall, there's just this situation where something new needs to happen. And when you go into content, you definitely are utilizing this big canvas of, let's just say, 95% of people's time, because 5% is consumed by ads and the rest is actually the content itself. And as we go into the content itself, that is an enormous canvas. So we're kind of thinking, all right, we should get, you know, in a reasonable amount of time, we should get 1% of that 145 billion. And then we will have a very sizable business right there. And so that's how we're looking at this quite phenomenal opportunity.
So does that factor into your expected revenues for 2022? Because you did say that you do remain confident revenues will be larger than 2021, but you haven't given guidance.
Yeah, no, we're not giving the guidance because, you know, the markets are, there's still a huge amount of volatility. And it really depends on, in terms of how, at what point, and it will come clearly from the US, at what point do we have a real stability in terms of, you know, recurring revenues, et cetera. And then the big pivot is ultimately into the programmatic buying systems, right? You think of having the inventory available. And I like to say we want to be one mouse click away from any buy, right? That's where we need to be so that, you know, a buyer can move whatever the amount of budget is or portions of it into an in-content buy. And this is then where the real scale will happen. And we're working on that. So we have a first integration now in the States from, you know, from a delivery standpoint, so we can deliver in a very targeted manner already, right? I told you we have built the audience-based approach, and we're delivering the workflow on that in China. So you combine the two, that takes us already very soon into an area where, you know, eventually in a private marketplace, the inventory will be made buyable, right? And that is then the moment, and that's, you know, bear in mind, that's hard to predict exactly when this happens because we need to work with partners. You know, that's the moment where literally the business pivots into the arena of scale.
Well, certainly a very exciting sector that you are in, and congrats on these half year results. Looking forward to catching up again soon. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Christine. Bye.